This is the 10th of a series of messages entitled Through Death with Him. The particular subtitle of this 10th message is The Blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is held in infamy today by many churches. They're taking it out of the songbooks. They're taking it out of their theology. Christians are taking it out of their speech and out of their thinking. But I contend that it belongs in the book and in the minds and the hearts of believers. Through death with him, the book is Matthew, the chapter is 26, and the starting verse is 27. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. For over 1,500 years, Israel had lived under the charter of God. The Old Testament, the national charter of Israel, was given by God on Mount Sinai. And it was attested by lightning and by thunders and by the voice of the Creator. The mountain was altogether on a smoke, the Scripture says. And the covenant that God made with Israel at this time, which was the covering of the nation of Israel, was ratified by a very solemn act. The blood of the sacrifice of the bullock, the most expensive of all sacrifices, was shed and put half on the altar of God and half upon the people, making them one in the covenant. And then Moses read in the book of the covenant the laws of God. And all Israel agreed to the covenant treaty being established between God and his people on that wonderful day. Moses, three priests, and 70 elders of Israel saw God as a body of heaven in his clearness on a pavement as of sapphire stone. And now here, a Galilean peasant in a borrowed room, within 24 hours of being arrested, tried, and put to death, says, I put away that ancient treaty, which knit the nation to God. It is antiquated. The covenant of God in Israel is no longer in force. The charter of Israel's national existence has passed away. I am the true sacrifice offering for Israel. A new covenant I make with you, built on a better promise. Drink ye all of the cup, for the life is in the blood. Take my blood into you, spiritually speaking, for this is my blood of the new covenant, shed for the remission of your sins. Whosoever eateth and drinketh, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. My blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me. You are forbidden to drink of the blood of beasts, for the life is in the blood. So drink my blood, drink ye all of it. For I would that you be not beastly, but Christ-like. For ye that have been baptized have put on Christ. Ye are members of my body, baptized into my name. I have purchased you with my own blood. Now the blood of Christ runs everywhere through the veins of this living book of books. 13 New Testament books speak of the blood of Christ. Many of the Old Testament books anticipate it, and all of the books of the Bible are predicated upon it. The book has no right to exist, no value outside of the promise and the position and the ratification and the theology and understanding of the blood of Jesus Christ shed for our sins. God hath sent Jesus Christ to be an atonement covering for sins that are past, that he might buy us back or redeem us, and we are now justified by his blood, the book of Romans tells us. The communion of the cup is a joint participation in the blood of Christ, Corinthians tells us. Our flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, for that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And only those who partake of Christ's body and blood in the Spirit shall inherit the kingdom of God. We are made nigh unto God by the blood of Christ, if we are in the covenant of God, the blood covenant. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we draw near unto Jesus. We drink not the wine of the vine of this earth, but we are constantly filled with the wine of the Spirit. The book of Ephesians teaches us. Jesus Christ, the fullness of the God essence, made peace between God and men through the blood shed on his cross. And in him reconciled all things unto himself, Colossians tells us. Jesus, by his own blood, entered into the holy place to obtain eternal redemption for us, for he offered himself without spot unto God. And we that are joined to him in that covenant relationship, even that blood covenant relationship, and become joint participators with him, must also be without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Under the law, almost everything is purified by means of blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no release from sins and of guilt, nor remission of the due and merited punishment for sin, the book of Hebrews teaches us. This is the covenant I want. I will put my law into their hearts and in their minds, and I will remember their sins no more, God says. There is, therefore, a new and a living way. Let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, for we are one body, interconnected members, who need the blood of Christ to flow through each member in a lifeline. God shall revenge the blood of the martyrs shed, for the sons of God have their Father's blood in them. And those who shed the blood of the saints shall have their blood brought upon their own heads in the form of plagues from God. Plagues of blood, fire, and smoke. Plagues of hail and fire mingled with blood. The harlot is seen drunk with the blood of the saints. And God will give her blood to drink, the book of Revelation says. Her blood shall flow as deep as the horse's bridle. I'm talking about the blood of the harlot system. The waters and seas of peoples, multitudes, and nations, and tongues shall become as blood. Divorced Israel shall see him whose blood they shed as one whose vesture is dipped with blood when he treads out the winepress. But he who died and was raised to life, that we who die with him might have life in him. All whose names are found written in the book of life of the Lamb slain shall enter into the city made without hands and shall partake of the tree of life full of fruit, the word of God teaches us. Now the blood is a type of the work of God of life in us, his saints. I want us to look at the nature of the blood for a moment to see the various ways in which it prefigures the life of God and the work of God running through this fleshly being called man. First of all, there is in the blood, and God has created it such to have a resistance to both heat and cold. And God has put within his people a life blood line that whether it's hot by tribulation or cold by backsliding, he has put within us a blood that has a built-in resistance to both backsliding and also to tribulation. Not that we cannot not operate in it and fail of it, but he has put that within us. Also in the blood there is organization. You break the flesh and let the blood run out and close it up again. And the flesh of man is renewed by the flow of the blood of life. I hope you're getting the spiritual significance. The blood has in it a fluidity so that the blood contains in fluid form that which tends to solidify. So the life and the substance will reach every member of the body. There is substance in the blood. There is nourishment and food in the blood. There is life in the blood. So it will reach every part of the body. He has put it into a form in which it is in a fluid state and can reach it. The blood has life that is continued only by the action of the heart, and given essential freshness by the breath of the lungs that was breathed into man at his creation by the eternal Creator. Life is carried by the arteries, it's carried by the blood vessels, it's carried by the capillaries, each one getting smaller. Whether you're a pastor, seasoned saint, or new convert, the life is to flow to all the members. Whether you're fathers, young men, or babes, you are to have the life of Jesus flowing in you and through you, and everyone according to his capacity to do a full job to keep full of that blood of life. The capillaries cannot carry as much as the blood vessels. They cannot carry as much as the arteries. But everyone must keep full, and everyone must work up to his full capacity to reach every other member by this life flow of blood that is common to us all, for he's made us one by the blood of Jesus Christ. We find also that the blood in the veins is bluish red, which are the combinations of the typological colors of heaven and earth, blue of the heavens and red of the earth. And the blue and red gives you that that kind of a purple hue. It gives you that blue-red combination, which is that mediatorship between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are mediators, priests with God. And in there we see what Jesus is and what we are through him. That has both heaven and earth combined into one. We see also that God has made the blood to carry away poison of the body that is a product of the metabolism of the earthly body. And this earthly body produces poisons that this river of life just carries away and purifies. We find also that the blood carries antibodies to overcome foreign invaders. And you know who they are. We find also that God has put in the blood devices to clot the blood, to rally its security force, to prevent the loss of itself. That is the loss of life that's in man. There are two forces that God has put in the blood to fence the blood in. One is fibrinogen, which is present in the blood. It's a form of protein that's present in the blood. But it has to combine with another substance that is not present in the blood in that form, thrombin. And it's not only not present in the blood, but it works in conjunction with the fibrinogen, but it has to form by an unknown complex process. And if you're getting the picture, that which is present, as in the saints, is working with that which is not present, but in that form, but through a unknown and complex process, works together with the fibrinogen that is present to produce a clogging whenever a wound is made into the body of Christ, in the body of the believer, in order that it might hold the life substance within him and not drain it out and lose it. And without these two forces, and without this unknown force, you'd bleed to death. You'd go into death. There would be a separation. The life would go out of you. And without proper nourishment and vitamin K, this mysterious thing that we just call vitamin but code number K, we would lack protection. There is something we don't understand too much, but we'd lack the protection of the clotting ability to hold life in us if we don't get proper nourishment. By that we don't understand, so we just call it code K. Also, there are certain diseases, and the word disease comes from the word dis-ease, not at ease. There are certain conditions when you're not at ease, certain diseases, they lower the amount of the fibrinogen in the body. But the marvelous thing about this is, and typologically, they don't lower the amount of the thrombin. Hallelujah. And for you, they're not getting that. These diseases come in, and they do lower the amount of the saints in the body, but not the amount of God that combines with us. We must also have the proper amount of energy, or carbohydrates, or blood sugar. Now, if you have too low a blood sugar, indifference, or too high a blood sugar, fanaticism, you got a problem in the body. If you're running energy way beyond the mind of God, or you're lacking and dragging way below, and don't have proper amount of blood sugar to keep you a balanced person of God, you're going to get dizzy, you're going to get headaches, you're going to have pains, you're going to be laid prostrate, you may go into comas, you may hallucinate, you may be discouraged, you're going to have all kinds of problems in the body. God has set devices in the blood to keep in the body to keep the temperature of the blood within 1 degree, no matter what the temperature is doing outside. A 6 to 10 degree Fahrenheit change in the blood will lead to death. Yet the blood may survive environmental changes of over 100 degrees. And so, that blood level, that blood that God has put in us, that life must be maintained in an exact level. You dare not let the temperature rise or fall. You have to keep it just at the proper level. And yet you can go out in the world in all kinds of hot, cold environments, and you can stay, that blood can stay right at the right level. You're in the world, but you're not of it. And there can be sin, and there can be all kinds of false doctrine, and there can be lethargies. You can be in the Antarctic scripturally, or you can be down in the tropics spiritually. But no matter what, you can keep that blood level temperature just at the exact same level. He's built a built-in device to keep us right on through in this life. Now, the flesh of man is the outward symbol of the man himself. When you look at a man, and you see his face, and you see him, that's the symbol of him. And the eyes, as the windows of the soul that he looks out through. And the essential thing to man, who is the soul, is not his flesh, but his spirit. For he can live without his flesh. Without his flesh, he goes on living. But he needs his spirit, or he will die spiritually. And the blood typifies his spirit through which means one has eternal life. The life's in the blood. And our spiritual life, physically, and our spiritual life is in our spirit. We must be baptized of the baptismal waters and of the Spirit of God at regeneration. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Ye must be born again, this time from above. We can only worship the Father in spirit and in truth. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words of Jesus, they are spirit and they are life, John 6:63 says. God's spirit bears witness with our spirit. The spirit makes intercession for us. The spirit comes to our rescue. The spirit helps our infirmities. We preach in the power and demonstration of the spirit. Revelations are revealed by the spirit. We are guided by the spirit. We sing in the spirit. All the gifts or by the Spirit. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But there is no work of the Spirit without the shed blood of Christ. We are forgiven through Christ's death, bloodshed, and we have life through Christ's resurrected life. Because he lives, we shall live also. Through the symbol of Christ pouring out his life's blood in love on the cross on Calvary, we see the love of God pouring out his life for us and the giving of his only begotten Son for us. I have given nations for thee, God said to Israel of old. And he has given everything for us, even his only begotten Son. And all of this is because of the riches of his grace. But the riches of his grace is because of his great eternal love which he had for us. But the great eternal love that he has is because that he is that wonderful, mysterious, living being that we call God. Love him and serve him. Trust in his shed blood for you, my friend. We must recognize the theology of the blood of Jesus Christ and trust in that shed blood for us today. And we must therefore never, never, never put ourselves in a position where we will begin to think that we cannot make heaven our home, because the blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient. We must never say, I cannot overcome. The work done on the cross of Calvary is sufficient. God is both the author and the finisher of our faith. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but His word shall not pass away. It is incumbent upon the believer to trust on the work of Jesus. He did His part. We have only to do our part, and you see that the work is there in full bloom. It's like two things that work together. Let's take nitrogen and glycerin. You can take nitrogen or nitrate, whatever it is. I'm not a chemist. Which is it? Nitrogen. You can take nitrogen by itself. You couldn't blow up a hamburger with it. And you can take glycerin by itself. You can't do anything with that. And so it's just like God having done His part, and as soon as you put your part with it, boom, you get results. You got the power, you got the dunamis of God. He's done His part in Calvary, and we don't have to have the nitrogen. Saying, oh Lord, give me nitrogen, give me. All you have to do is put the glycerin with it, brother. Put your faith to it, and you'll find it works for you. That's appropriating. That's walking in the faith. That's claiming the promises. That's saying it stands written. Let's trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, and you'll never doubt God. You'll never fail Him. You'll never be in despair. You'll never be in discouragement. You'll go through trials and tribulation, but you'll keep the blood temperature right level, and you'll keep life in you, and you'll end up on the other side. Amen. Music ministry we need up here.